Welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad talks about the blonde that can talk. Hey, Chad, welcome back.
Promoted by Kevin, apparently three takes of getting the title right for 20 minutes with Chad. Kevin, you need a job? We're
demoting
Simon.
So, Chad, I was on the internet, because I have nothing else to do to find you to do things. I found 100 questions getting to know you questions.
Nice.
Are you up for this?
Better than Pornhub.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to have better than Pornhub. I don't know. That might be a stretch, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But you see, I can't use my right arm really well, so, you know.
Okay, we're going to get through as many questions as we can in 20 minutes, okay. Just so you know. And I'll even give you an extra minute. Okay, who is your hero?
She said, who's my hero?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, personal or professional? I guess my hero, I can't say Hitler. Joking. my hero, let's see. Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm gonna say my grandfather, my dad's adoptive stepfather, I guess, would be my hero.
If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Anywhere? It would be either France or Italy.
What's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear? Midgets.
I gotta start there. Why midgets?
I don't know. Midgets are creepy with their little sausage fingers, man. It's like I was at Starbucks when I saw like a horde of midgets, like a school of midgets, like a streak of midgets. It's like, I don't know. Midgets are just creepy.
What was your favorite?
Because I was like buzzed by midgets at a circus.
Fine. What was your favorite family vacation?
Favorite family vacation? I would say Disneyland. I've gone there a few times.
What could you change about yourself if you could?
A huge penis. Joking. I don't know. Probably going to a 4-year university.
What really makes you angry?
Stupid people.
What motivates you to work hard?
Hypocritical, judgmental people.
What is your favorite thing about your career?
My favorite, I get to create entertainment. People.
What's your biggest complaint about your job?
Day job? Co-workers, corporations, HR.
What is your proudest accomplishment?
My proudest accomplishment? Graduating high school at 15.
Number 11, what is your child's proudest accomplishment? Well, you don't have a child, so maybe that is not having
not
kids.
Not that I know of, that's for sure. I did hook up with 30-something people, so if there's a little chattels out there, I'm not your dad. I'm going to change my name to Pedro.
What is your favorite book to read?
Favorite book to read? Ooh, Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart.
Oh, pretty dark reading there, but okay.
Yeah, I read that when I was 7 or 8. That's why I love horror.
What makes you laugh the most?
Life, because it's ironic.
What was the last movie you went to, and what do you think?
Last movie I went to? Whew, that was like...
Why don't we just say the last movie you saw? Maybe that's easier.
Yeah, the last movie I saw was I watched Unhinged. Not a bad movie. It was very cool, bold, but the acting was all right. But the chick who played the mom, bad casting, man. Like really bad casting.
What did you want to be when you were small?
When I wanted to be small, before being a director or working in film business, a baseball player.
What do you think your child would want to be when he or she grows up?
Adopted.
If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Anything for a day? Probably a baseball manager.
What is your favorite game or sport to watch and play?
Baseball.
Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car?
Drive a car.
I'm going to be afraid of the next answer, but I'm going to have to say this anyway. What would you sing at karaoke night?
It's raining.
Not surprised, actually.
Not surprised. Where's my 40 chicken nuggies?
Yes. What radio station do you listen to the most?
Oh, man. I don't listen to radio, really. But when I used to live in Sacramento, when radio was really popular, K-Rock up in Sacramento.
Oh, with Ralph Garman.
What was it?
Ralph Garman, Kevin Smith's buddy. What would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house?
Say vacuum the house.
Relax. That's probably pretty easy. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work?
Cleaning. I know how to actually cook. Cleaning sucks.
If you could cook only one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Tacos.
Who is your favorite author?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, this one's easy for you. Have you ever had a nickname, and what is it?
Oh, man, I have a lot of nicknames. I've been called Moose, Mize, Lunchbox, Chattles, Chattington, Chadworth, Chadrick. You name it, I probably have had it.
Do you like or dislike surprises?
I dislike surprises.
Why?
Unless it's a stripper.
Why?
Oh, why? Because, I don't know. Because you can't refuse boobies. Boobies!
In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read?
In the evening, watch a movie.
Where would you like to vacation?
I would like to vacation either the UK or Seattle, Washington.
You can go to Seattle right now. Go.
True, true. Yeah, but I have no money to.
I'll send you some.
Like, here's $60 for the Greyhound, Chad, you bastard.
Do you still have a Greyhound? They canceled them in Canada. Gone.
Really?
Greyhound went out of business last month here.
Wow. Shocking.
Yeah, I thought so. Who would you want to be stranded on a desert island with?
Who would be stranded? Maybe my bestie? I almost said my bestie.
If money was no object, what would you do all day?
Write or make movies.
If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to?
What year I would travel to? Probably the 93 or 94. So I can meet, Kevin Smith, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez in their prime. That'd be kind of awesome.
How would your friends describe you?
An asshole.
I actually agree with that.
My coworkers call me asshole. Asshole. And the sad thing is I actually respond to that shit at work. They hate asshole. Yes.
What are your hobbies besides harassing me on Twitter?
Hobbies. Listening to podcasts, long walks, listen to music, I'm trying to think. Watching sports. Yeah, pretty simple.
What was the best gift you've ever been given?
Maybe my first video camera, which was a high 8.
Ooh, old school. That's 80s.
It was years ago. I was 9, 10 maybe. And I started making little movies, high 8 movies.
What is the worst gift you've received?
Socks. As an adult, they're great. As a child, socks.
Aside from necessities, what's one thing you could not go a day without besides coffee? And that was me adding coffee.
Necessity?
It's not
a necessity?
I say coffee's a necessity, but you would go there anyway because you love it, so.
Yeah, I do love coffee. Maybe talking to my bestie.
List two pet peeves.
Public display of affection and people who don't pick up after their dog's crap.
Hold on. I want to go back to the public space inspection. So if I come off the plane from Canada and bring you 40 nuggets, which I'm going to do, guaranteed, you're getting 40 nuggets from Canada. Maybe a little cold when I get there. You're not going to give me a hug?
Well, no, hugs are fine. Like, I was at Starbucks the other day, and this chick and a dude, like, they're in their 30s. They're, like, kissing on each other, touchy-feely. And she kept like, oh, daddy, oh, daddy. And I'm just like, bleh, bleh. I'm just like, I don't like that.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully not dead. probably making movies, hopefully a Netflix movie or something, because it probably won't be Disney.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Let's see, I have work shoes, walking shoes, 4.
If you were a superhero, what would your powers be?
If I was a superhero, what my powers would be? Strength?
What would you do if you won the lottery?
Buy my mom a house, give her retirement money, then buy my own apartment.
What form of public transportation do you prefer? Air, boat, train, bus, car, etc.
I prefer car because I have OCD and germophobia. I can't do buses or trains or subways.
I did not know that. What's your favorite zoo animal?
Zoo animal. I always like lions and tigers.
If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be?
I think I already said that one. I think I said, like, go back to...
No, that's when you go back in time. Now you're changing something.
Oh, changing something. Maybe fix some missed opportunities I had in my 20s.
If you could share a meal with 4 individuals, living or dead, who would they be? Your grandfather's one, I know that.
Yeah, my grandfather, one of them.
Your brother?
My brother, I guess, of course, to that. My brother, my grandfather, maybe also my grandmother, and someone famous.
Chris Farley?
Not Chris Farley. I would say John Belushi.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because he seemed a little more interesting. He had a little more intellect. That or Lenny Bruce.
Oh, God. I don't think I could handle Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce, I love Lenny Bruce. But maybe Andy Kaufman, too. Andy Kaufman, I like his eccentric performance pieces.
Okay, where are we? I'm sorry. How many pillows do you sleep with?
2.
What's the longest you've gone without sleep and why?
Usually maybe 18 to 20 hours maybe. And one of them was during a movie, which I would never do again. I worked on a movie set 20 hours straight, which is illegal.
What's the tallest building you've been to the top in?
Because I'm afraid of heights.
What?
I really don't like, but yeah, I'm afraid of heights, like really bad.
No, I love it.
I'm afraid of heights.
Nope, love it.
So what do you mean? I'm afraid of heights, seriously.
I like that rush. I like the rush, the height rush. It's hard for me, but I do it all the time.
I even hate roller coasters, man. I just can't do it.
Love them. Would you rather trade intelligence for looks or looks for intelligence?
Well, I'm already intelligent. I think my looks would have got me farther if I had better looks.
Fair enough. How often?
Because we're such a materialistic society.
Absolutely. How often do you buy clothes?
Not much. I should.
Have you ever had a secret admirer?
Yes.
You want to go any more further or no?
Nah.
Okay, what's your favorite holiday?
Besides Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, besides Cinco de Mayo with your bestie.
It's going to be a toss-up between Thanksgiving and Halloween.
What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
Roller coaster.
Really? Did that weekly before COVID.
Yeah, no, I'm like, nah, I try to avoid like high risk opportunities. With my luck, I'm like, God.
I think it's a terrible question. What's the last thing you recorded on TV, but you don't record anything?
Yeah, I don't record anything.
What was your last book you read?
Actually, I reread The Telltale Heart.
What is your favorite type of foreign food? Probably tacos.
Foreign food?
Yes.
Dude, I have a lot. But I would say either Chinese food or Thai food.
Okay, are you a clean or messy person? You're clean, 100%. And you're breaking up really badly.
Sorry, hold on. I can't hear what you're saying. Let's see here. What'd you say?
You're breaking up. All I hear is fuzz.
Yeah, I just, like, hold on. You're breaking up. I think it's on your end.
No, it's not. Okay, it's fine now. Go ahead. I'll edit that out.
Okay, click.
You want me? It's starting again.
I didn't hear the question.
What's your favorite type of foreign food?
Foreign food would be Chinese food or Thai food.
Okay. Are you a clean or messy person?
Clean. I have OCD.
I know that answer. Who would you want to play you in a movie of your life?
Of my life? It'd be weird. Zach Galifianakis.
I can't stand that man. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? What kitchen appliance do you use every day?
My smoothie blender.
What's your favorite fast food chain?
Taco Bell.
What's your favorite family recipe?
Wow. What else is called? They're not like... It's like they're like... pastries, but they're not pastries. Like, there's dough and there's like meat and onions and stuff inside it. I don't remember called.
I know what you're talking about, and I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, I can't think. It's like it starts with a B, like Burox or something like that.
Do you love or hate roller coasters?
I hate roller coasters with a fucking passion.
What's your favorite family tradition?
Favorite family tradition is going to my mom's family during Christmas Eve. We would always open presents and have dessert and stuff.
What is your favorite childhood memory?
Favorite childhood memory? I would say Disneyland again, yeah.
What's your favorite movie? Which I already know the answer.
Dude, I have a lot. It'd be Psycho from Alfred Hitchcock.
How old were you? We're a big person that we can't really talk about just in case children are listening. Old were you were that they didn't exist anymore?
Wait, what?
I don't want to say the person's name. They come around once a year. They're always happy. When it's cold in Canada, they show up. How old were you found when you found out they weren't around?
Are you talking about Santa Claus?
Yes, I'm trying not to, in case there's a kid listening.
Kids listening. Yeah, I have kids that listen to the show. As many times I dropped the F-bomb.
True.
And talking about Filipinos, right. When I knew it, dude, I would say maybe... I would say an early age, yeah. Remember, I grew up poor.
Is your glass half full or half empty?
Half empty.
What is the craziest thing you've done in the name of love? You got like 3 minutes. You better hurry. You got like 30 questions left.
I don't remember. I'm pretty like I'm a Capricorn, so we don't like fall like crazily in love with. I wrote an email telling I liked someone, and she has that all the time. She blackmailed with that all the time.
Okay, you got like 1 minute. So, what 3 items do you take on a desert island? Oh, yeah, that's good.
What I would take, I would say my laptop. I can't take a cell phone. Maybe a hatchet and a grill.
What is the most unusual thing you've ever eaten?
Snails.
Do you collect anything?
DVDs.
Is there anything you wish would come back in fashion?
Not that I know of, no.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Both.
Which of the 5 senses would you say is your strongest?
My 5 senses? My vision.
Have you ever had a surprise party?
Yes.
Are you related or distantly related to anyone famous?
Ian Hunter.
Do you keep fit?
Yes.
Does your family have a motto, spoken or unspoken?
Not that I know of.
If you were ruler of your own country, what would your first law you introduce?
Tacos every day.
What is your favorite teacher in school?
I was homeschooled.
What's the three things you do most in each day?
Porn, coffee, exercise.
Harass me. If you had a warning label, what would you yours say?
What's the question?
If you had a warning label, what would yours say?
May trigger you.
What song would best sums you up?
It's a song from Godsmack. I Stand Alone.
What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee?
Oh, Quentin Tarantino.
Who was your first crush?
Melissa.
What's the most interesting thing you can see out your office or kitchen window?
A wall.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny are you?
10.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I'm still alive, trying to make movies, do stand-up, do women shows, run a podcasting network.
What was your first job?
First job, stage technician.
If you could join any past or current musical group, what would you want to join?
Spice Girls.
How many languages do you speak?
Two. Bad English and good or English.
What is your favorite Hollywood family holiday tradition? You answered that already earlier. What is the most intelligent person you know? Your mom?
Most intelligent?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Come on, let's go.
I'm going to say my mom.
If you could describe yourself as an animal, which one would it be?
What was it?
If you could describe yourself as an animal, what would it? Which one would it be?
A cat.
Okay, what's one thing you will never do again?
Work at a grocery store.
Who knows you best?
Besides my mom, my bestie.
101, last question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate 20 minutes with Chad?
11.
Thank you, Chad.
This questionnaire was brought to you by Blanca Talk.
Goodbye, Chad.
Bye.